Hey, welcome to the Daniel A. Nelson Podcast Show. This is the place where we play and talk about the music you love. I am honored again today to have my good friend. We did this once before. We did a podcast, and he's my number one go-to guy when I need to get some information. Mark, say hello to my to all my fans and family and friends.
Hello, Daniel Nelson family and friends. Excuse me, Daniel A. Nelson. And remember, you're supposed to say my name as Mark Drummond.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Drummond. Give it up. Yeah. Mark, man, what's going on, man?
Man, everything is good. Just getting ready for the holidays. Just wrapped up a two-week cruise with one of the bands I play in. We started in Spain and worked our way up through Portugal and made the crossing back to Miami. So I'm world traveled now, finally.
Hey, man, that's what I'm talking about. Look, I'm excited to have you on because usually I go with a script and everything. But I've been knowing you for over 20 years, and we can talk like this. I know you said you just traveled the world. What band did you travel with?
That was with the band called Forward Motion.
Forward Motion. Yeah, I heard of that band.
You heard of that band. You playing that band. I wish you would come, man. It was a great experience. You would have loved it.
Yeah, man. And I wanted to come so bad, but you know, we have a couple of family things that was going on at the present moment, so I was unable to attend that particular cruise. But I know you guys had fun. Look, you got an excellent Christmas CD out, and it's been out for a little while. But I want to talk about that because you got some excellent songs on there. And we're also going to talk about some of the other CDs that you've done. But let's jump into that Christmas CD. What inspired you to do that Christmas CD?
The Christmas CD, Yuletronica, started as a concept that a friend of mine, Donna McAfee, who passed away, several years ago, rest in heaven. But we were working on a recording, and while we were taking a break and just chit-chatting, she says, you know what you should do? You should do a Christmas song. And I was like, a Christmas song? She's like, yeah, just find something that's in the public domain, you know, one of the traditional Christmas carols, and just jazz it up. Uh-huh. So I did that with Jingle Bells, called it Jingle Jazz, and put it on a CD I released in 2007 called Six Strings, One Love. And it got a really good reception. So I thought a couple of years later, let's expand this to, you know, a full project. And I just went through and picked some Christmas carols that I love and did the same, you know, went through the same process. Some of it is more housey and dancey.
Oh, now you said some of it is more housey type music and there's some dance vibes to all the CD too, right?
Yes, absolutely. I was speaking of, what was the song? I think I said Hark the Herald, but it was actually Deck the Halls with, you know, Boughs of Holly.
Yeah.
That is like straight house. There's a version of Joy to the World that's very house influenced. But there's some other things on there too. There's some pop oriented tracks. We did a funky version. I did a funky version of Auld Lang Syne. So it has a nice cross section.
Good, yeah. Because I have that CD, and I have a signed copy. For those who haven't picked it up, you can find it on Amazon, Spotify, iTunes. I mean, it's a great CD. What type of a guitar did you use on playing on this project? I mean, there's a particular guitar you like to use when you're doing this stuff?
Well, for the melody lines and the solos, you know, I tend to go to either a nylon string acoustic or a semi-hollow body because it has a much rounder, smooth sound. But, you know, I'm a Strat guy, you know, man, thanks to Mal Rogers and Sheik. So they're all over there too, but they're playing supporting parts.
Hey, I know you like that strap, man.
Oh, man, that's my go-to right there, baby.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Look, you got some other stuff that you're working on. And, you know, I know it's supposed to be secretive, but we're going to let the secret out today. Talk about the next project you're working on.
Oh, the next project, which I haven't named yet, but I have several tracks in the hopper, you know, polishing them up and getting them finished for release. There is one that I kind of did ahead of the project. It's a cover of the Barkay song from the 70s called Attitudes. I don't know if you remember that or not. So I did an instrumental version of that. And I actually altered the title to be Catitudes in honor of my cat Chewy. But on this project, it's kind of similar to Yieldtronica in that I just really started working in that house music, chill house, laid back house space, because I dig the tempo, and more so than just, you know, your regular house music that you might run into at a rave or a club or something like that. You know, these have nicer chord progressions. They're, you know, they're jazzier.
Okay.
So I like to kind of think of it as smooth jazz with house influences on it.
Yeah, okay.
The next release is going to be a track that I actually just finished mixing down for the umpteenth time, called La Bella Dancer, which is Italian for the beautiful dance.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, that's where my head and my fingers are these days.
Oh, man, we're excited to hear that, man, because every time you put out some good music, man, it's a thing to where, you know, your expression through your music, it speaks volumes. And that's what I love about your plan, man. The way you put things together. And as a matter of fact, when you're playing with the band, I mean, there are a lot of great players out there. But what I admire about you, you kind of listen to what's going on in the band and you don't overplay. So when you're writing your own stuff, like the Tipton Street Cool Down album, that's a nice mm-hmm. CD, bro.
Thank you. Man, Thank you. That was my pandemic project.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I mean, that was, and it's funny that whole project began as, I have a friend that I went to college with named Don Walker, who runs an internet station called Groove Suite. And he hit me up and said, hey, man, you know, I have these different artists doing jingles. You know, for my website, my station, would you do one? And I'm like, sure. So he sent me, you know, the way it went, and I did the jingle. But once I finished the jingle, I wanted to keep playing. I was like, this groove is too good to be 30 seconds.
Right.
So I called Don back and said, hey, man, look, I had an idea for a song, you know, that came from your jingle. Is it cool if, you know, I go ahead and develop it? He's like, man, absolutely. Go ahead. And that's how that came about. For those that don't know, which is probably most people, Tipton Street was the hangout where in Kosciuszko, Mississippi, where my parents would, you know, hang out with their friends and whatnot. The high school was on that street, Tipton Street High School. Mm-hmm. And so for the project, I just began to imagine what kind of music would my parents be partying to when they were teenagers if they were, you know, in today's world?
Yeah.
And you know, and that kind of guided the whole project right there.
Man, yeah. Well, it's a nice project. And then I know that you got one of our good friends on that project too, Mr. Rod Tankerson. Let's give it up for him.
Yeah.
So, but folks, I'm telling you right now, you got a lot of good music out there. Tipton Street Cool Down, that is a very, very nice, cool CD. But let's talk about your, what is it? Your six string, One Love. I know that's an mm-hmm. older CD project, but you got some great music on there, man. You did a cover of Ohio Players. Let's talk
Ooh,
about that.
Skin Tight, yeah. Oh, man. I guess everything that I put a lot of work in, there's always a backstory to it.
Yeah.
because I was listening to the Smooth Jazz station out here in LA around that time. And somebody, some guitarist had done a cover of Skin Tight.
Okay.
But it was really, really smooth. It was like so smooth, I almost didn't recognize it. You know, it was down tempo. And I was like, oh no, I can do that. You know? So I went to the lab and started, you know, learning the music and figuring out the horn parts and stuff like that. And when I, you know, was able to sit back and say, okay, I'm done, I liked it enough to put it on that CD. And that's what kickstarted all of that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, man, we appreciate that, man, because like I said, that's also a pretty cool song. And I love the way you cover that. Let's talk about it. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to mention that, you know, the biggest fun for that for me was trying to figure out the horn line. You know, I'm not classically trained or anything. I play completely by ear. So it's a challenge to sit down and figure out, you know, what's going on in the arrangement.
Yeah.
But I like to do that because it helps me arrange my own original stuff a little bit better.
Right. Okay. I see what you're saying. But I know you mentioned you're not classically trained, but your ear is so sharp, though. I know we worked together on a few projects, and I love the way you just, you know, I was sending you something and you said, oh, okay, I know how to color this. How do you get your creative juices flowing like that?
That's a good question. Usually it comes with a Bud Light or maybe a Lagunitas IPA, but I think I just really try to put myself in the headspace of, you know, whoever I'm playing with. Yeah. Now, you and I are basically cut from the same cloth. We came up listening to the same music. We had very similar experiences as we were learning to play and learning to play in bands and stuff. So playing with you is just natural, you know, to me. It's, you know, it's like you're the musical brother that I, you know, that I've never had growing up.
Thank you, my brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, because like I said, I love the way you color things. Just real quick, I'm not going to keep you long because I know it's a very long day that we got ahead of us and a long week. We are gigging, as a matter of fact, this coming Saturday on the 23rd out there in the city of Temecula at 9 o'clock. After you get through with your Christmas shopping, you want to come and see us. I'm telling you, it's going to be a great show. But I want to ask you this question. I want to talk to you about the different bands that you play with. Is there a different style that you're approaching with these different bands, like Forward Motion or the Remix Band or the Amy Winehouse?
Oh yeah, that's right. And which is, you know, coming back.
Yes.
Which is a great, you know, a great show for anybody who gets wind of it. But yeah, I think I have to, for every situation I find myself in, although they're, you know, my style is my style.
Right.
You know, I don't turn into George Benson if you call me on a jazz gig. I'm still doing me, but I'm just kind of modifying my approach to be appropriate for, you know, what we're playing. Like say for instance, Forward Motion is you know, a cover band. It does a wide variety of covers. You know, we do a little rock and roll. We do some pop stuff. We do current things. We do, you know, a little bit of rap. But in that context, because I sing a bit more than I normally do, you know, I kind of pull back on the guitar until, you know, you guys throw me a solo or something like that. You know, I just try to make sure that I've got the groove, you know, happening with Kenny on drums and Rod on bass. And, you know, you and I just sort of, we adjust to each other.
Yes.
So if you're playing a melody, I'm going to try to, you know, be more on the chords. If you're playing in the higher register, I'm going to try to drop down to a lower register so as not to, you know, clash with you or get in your way. But at the same time, you know, the way you fill it up, I don't have to play that much. I can, you know, I can, and you've seen me do it too. You know, I'll hit one note. And then maybe, you know, five measures later, I'll come back with another one. That type of thing.
Oh, so that's the secret.
That's the secret. That's the secret. Daniel, I'm not paid by the note.
Right. Oh, man.
So the less I can get away with, the better.
Oh,
you know, remix the funk and R&B review. You know, we have, it's more funk orientated. So in that time, and I don't sing as much with remix. So that way I can put much more attention on guitar and driving the rhythm like that.
Right.
White House Experience is basically just listening to Amy's music and figuring out what her live band does. She has had a fabulous guitarist playing with her live, or she always does, actually.
Yeah.
And so that was, you know, a little bit of a challenge to try to emulate them. But once I got it under my fingers, then I can inject some more of my own personality into it.
Right.
Well, and there's one other band that you didn't mention that I don't get to talk about a lot because we don't play live. We just produce stuff. Me and two of my friends from way back in the day, I mean, back when we were in college together, we put together this, basically a production band called Mama, There Goes That Band.
That's right.
And, you know, so we've been releasing and, working, producing music and releasing stuff since probably like 2014. But yeah. It's practically all online, and we're trying to plot a way to get together and do some live shows like that.
Man, make it happen. Make it happen. 2024. Make it happen, Mark. That's what I'm
absolutely
talking about.
That's, yep. You got that right. We're working on it. Working hard on it too, man. We're working on a track that I came up with, which is kind of like in the James Brown funk type style. Because that was Mama, There Goes That Band's like mission statement. You know, we're here to do good R&B that's well produced and well performed. You know, we're not focusing on drum machines or whatever the current trends are. We are trying to put out quality music, and you know, we've been doing a pretty good job of it, if I do say so.
Yeah, that's right. I have heard a lot of the material. As a matter of fact, I'm an honorary member, you guys, just in case y'all didn't know that.
Absolutely. I gotta drag you in on a couple of tracks too, as a matter of fact. Some of the new stuff I'm working on, I'm waiting for you to, you know, to shake free and have a little bit of free time to come over and, you know, drop some solos and some parts and some things.
All right, we'll make it happen soon, man. We'll make it happen soon. But look, I just want to let everybody know, the holiday season, you guys be kind to one another. Please pick up my friend's project, download it, you know, give him a few bucks. It's a great Christmas project. Excuse me. I'm drinking coffee, y'all.
Of course. But I certainly appreciate it. I've got bills.
Yeah. And I'm trying to tell you, man, it's a good project, you know. And again, thank you for taking time out to just sit down for 25 minutes and tell my people what you got going on. I appreciate you. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Mr. Mark Drummond. Woo! Yeah! Mark?
Thank you, Daniel. I appreciate the opportunity.
Man, we'll be seeing each other on Saturday. Let's have a great show. And again, for those who can make it out, if you're in the city of Temecula, please come on out to Paula Casino. I'm telling you, it's going to be a hot show.
We'd love to see
you. All right. God bless you, man. Talk to you later.
And likewise. Thank you, brother. Love you. All right. Bye.